know that you still have. But if you see, when you could literally, if you there in a moment and you see that that person has a has that spark for someone else, it destroys you. You can't come back from that. Ain't no repair.
All right, because I know he still listens to the show, so I'm going to tell the story. Y'all basically just say where he fucked up at.
Okay.
Right? So he asked me, he wanted to have a threesome with his lady, right? Mm-hmm. I told him how to do it.
No, Nat, you got to go into detail.
So, I mean, first you got to know if you have the right type of girl for that.
Right.
That's what you told him.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you think that he? So you told, know the girl? Hey,
do you have the? Do you have?
Did
the right
I know
type?
The girl? No, I told him, do you have the right girl for it? He was like, yeah, I think so. And then I told him what to do from there.
When you say you think so, did you ask like, how you think so? If she is,
I don't know his girl. Okay. So I don't know that.
He didn't care if he ruined his man's life.
Okay. No. I just wanted him to live the dream. One time.
You got to give him, hey man, this is a criteria to have before you go into this lane.
If it was one of us, he would go into that, you know.
Yeah, because I love y'all. That's different.
Hey, man, so, thank you, man.
He wouldn't even have to ask me. You know, my girl ain't playing that shit.
Yeah, so like you, no, I would.
I want to. You know. Can you show me how to? Right.
Nah, but you out.
Can
you're
I convince her?
Can you talk to her for me?
Oh, shit. I do apologize for fucking up all y'all is. I needed that one.
So, all right. So I tell him how to do it. He applies the application. Right?
No, you got to tell us how you told him. Hold on.
I want y'all to know where he fucked up at. Right?
But no, tell us the application. I want all the detail. How to apply it.
The application.
And
is,
then
the application is system is easy. Once you know your girl is kind of into it, inviting it a little bit,
right,
then she has to be the one to bring the girl, and you have to tell her how to get the girl, and then she has to go out and get her.
Okay,
that's basically it. The girl does the talking. Usually the girl is an, if you're a novice like me, I'm a novice, the girl brings the threesome to you. But you got to be serious when you request it. They don't say it in no joking type of way. You got to really mean that shit. But anyway, before I get into that detail. So I tell him what to do. How to bring it. She brings the girl. They do the threesome, right? He comes back. He tells me about it. He's like, man, that shit was crazy. That was, man. I was like,
was
okay.
Everything he thought it would be.
Yeah, he said he loved it, right?
Wow. Loved it.
Huh? I was like, well, was it nervous for you the first time? He was like, yeah.
The first time was more than one time?
Well, I said it like that because me, my first time, that shit was, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I just laid there.
You were the tool.
I just was told, I just kind of like, you know, just followed, oh, there's an opening here, let me get, you know what I mean? Like,
step in,
you know, like I was, like the offensive line was in front and I
somewhere
was
around
just,
here,
just looking for the
dick.
Hole, just trying to get
ready,
in. Like,
ready
that
for
was
the dick? No, no
right?
Dick now? Okay.
Yeah. And the women weren't, you know, they weren't fighting for dick space or anything. If I'm Dick's here, they're like, all right, cool, you know, I'm gonna go back there while she's, anyway. So I said, was the first one nervous, you know? He was like, yeah. So he does the threesome, then they do another one later on. So all right, cool.
Like months apart or weeks apart?
This is like a month apart later.
Okay.
Then
same chick.
Okay.
Then he decides, I want to fuck this girl. So he decides to try to have sex with the girl without the girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't want
that's
the multiplayer. He wanted the
1v1. That's like,
right?
you could have told him to look at Lifetime Television for Women or some shit. That's on there. They got that all the time. You see where the fuck up is right there.
Proper threesome etiquette. Don't try to fuck the girl.
By yourself. Hey,
by yourself.
You know what? I wish we had listeners that could call in because you would... He would be so exposed right now. Everybody know that rule.
How does he fuck that rule up? The
know,
simplest,
look,
easiest
maybe
rule.
Maybe he's a guy who doesn't like to play the campaign with his other
The
partner.
Only rule I told him.
He doesn't like co-op.
The only thing I told him. I didn't think I had to tell him that. Only thing I told him was, I said, don't kiss the other girl.
Yeah.
That's all I said. For some reason, other women are weird about kissing. When I was in one, I was talking to the one girl. She brought the other girl. I got ready to kiss the second girl, she was like, nah.
Better cut that shit out.
Cut that shit, nah.
And Bliss better be going to motherless.
You do all the everything else. Okay. None of that kissing. I was like, because I guess kissing was too intimate. She was like, nah, I'm not fucking with that. Nah. So that's what I told her. I was like, well, don't kiss. They don't seem to like that shit. The primary don't like you kissing the secondary, obviously.
Yeah, okay. There's a, yeah, there's a, yeah, okay. I think
that's threesome etiquette.
I
would have
thought that just whatever the primary, she gonna establish rules, whatever the thing it is that she doesn't like to that person.
Yeah, that was one of the rules. You know what I mean?
That was your experience with the, but anyway.
Yeah, with that particular that one. Yeah, that one. He followed that one. He broke the other rule. And tried to get her.
Why do you think
the primary? The primary got mad. The secondary got mad, and he was like, "Man, they fucking mad at me." I was like, "You fucked up. You fucked up. Like, what are you doing? You don't do that. Mm-mm. You broke threesome etiquette.
How you mad at me? I fucked you. You fucked me."
He thought it was cool. He was like, "Man, I fucked you. You fucked me. We all fucking each other." Like,
he was like, "No, but fucking good time."
But you know what?
Yeah, we fucked.
You know what?
That's what it was.
It's not necessarily a fuck up.
Problem was, I understood his logic.
Yeah, man. But he's a man. Like, he's a man.
No,
he was a man.
No, hold on, yo. It's not logic. You understood what his wants were.
Yeah, I understood.
Doesn't make it logical.
Yeah, it
First of all, the whole concept is illogical.
Nah, it was logical because it's like, I already fucked it. You know about it. Like, why are you still mad? Oh, yeah, I get it. But you're in a relationship with this one. That was, like you just said, we fucked we.
Yeah, we fucked we.
Campaign stuff.
You got to know when to fold them. You got to know what you can and can't do. Just like the apple.
Now.
They bit the apple.
Did he say why he chose that route, though?
He didn't understand why he fucked up. That's why I brought
it
to the show.
After you said it to him, he didn't understand?
That's why I brought it to the show.
So he still doesn't know, even though we're saying this.
No, he knows. He has to know.
No, he knows because they're pissed. Probably. But he doesn't understand why they're pissed.
Doesn't understand it. Why. That's why I brought it. Yeah. That's why I brought it to the show. So other niggas who know can also say, nah, you fucked up.
That's just a simple fuck up, though. That's just No,
he knew.
He doesn't understand it because of the reason we just said it.
If he's 25 and under, he don't understand.
He might have just been feeling himself.
He could have been feeling himself
a little too much, thinking, okay, well, might as well.
That means he had to put that womp womp down. Ain't no way she gonna turn down the womp womp.
And then told the primary girl.
Congratulations.
See, that's the worst part when you got to find out from somebody else.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
you definitely fucked up.
How does that call
you? You ain't get shot, man.
How does that call go?
Hey, look, let me tell you something. If I meet you, if you come to the house, or if I come to your house, and you've heard the show, and I called you a silly motherfucker, don't let me know that you were the one. I don't ever want to know who he is. I just want to, if he's around me or anything like that.
Nah, he's not somebody that'll be around. He's
I'm just saying. Dude, come on, man. That's some dumb shit right there. Come on, man.
A nigga who listens.
Damn, I'm going to stole somebody else's shit. Come on, man.
Who does that one? Big boy?
Chris Carter from.
That's the football shit. Come on, man. And they show the Sunday fuck up. Countdown. Like Shaq and the Fool.
Gotcha.
He gets that. That was.
He fucked up, right?
Yeah, you fucked up.
You fucked up.
Hey, you know you done fucked up, don't you?
Dude, I sat there for at least 20 minutes because I didn't have that long to explain to him.
Shit.
And just tell him, like, man, where you fucked up at? And he was just like, man, no. But how? I don't. Yeah, but how? Like, what?
He was still saying, but how and all that
But
shit?
How? Why? How like, we've already dude? Done it. Like, how did she, how is she this? Mad?
What you mean, how is
when
she mad?
When she brought her. And we did it. I was like, I shouldn't have gave you the fucking secret.
Yeah, because you animalistic over here, man. First of all. You're ruining it and shit.
We're fucking up the threesomes.
Nah, she probably ain't going to get the next dude the threesome. I'm sorry.
No, that's what's most important. Fuck you for that. I didn't even think of that. She might not even give the next dude the threesome.
I mean, because
it's... You ruined it for the next dude. Yeah.
There's some sacred shit going on in there.
And that's two females, man.
Yeah.
That's two. He could have just... No,
that
could have
been something that they did.
Shit is stressful.
It could have been a part of their. It could have been a part of their relationship, but he didn't struck it. He struck out.
She could have been there for the long one.
Damn, son.
Anytime he fucked that up, man. Those two probably fucking. The primary and the secondary.
And you know what's crazy about that is like if it was me, my girl, and another girl, and they went on their own and did their thing, I don't think I would have a problem with that.
I wouldn't either.
Mike?
Nah, I'd be good.
I don't have a jealous bone in my body about my wife being with the woman that we was with.
Just give me a corner of the room.
Yeah.
If I came home and they came downstairs and I was like, oh, wow, without me, huh?
Cool. I'll probably go get on my PlayStation, though.
How you feel about it?
I don't feel nothing about it. I mean, just, you know, don't bring any other dicks.
And I'm not trying to tell you ladies how to think. I'm
fight right now.
And I'm not trying to tell you ladies how to think. I'm just saying.
I do.
It's a
shit.
I'm just saying it's a lot easier that way.
Just, that's the perfect moment.
Just had to get it in there, man.
Mind y'all.
Get y'all motherfuckers forgot.
It's the devil's advocate. I hear a woman. I hear a woman right now saying, yeah, but what if it was two dudes? It would never be. So
yeah, it would never be two dudes. That's a train. That's not a threesome.
Yeah, you.
They ran it on you.
Thank you.
Yeah, bless you.
Thank you.
I can never do a train. Even when I had my opportunities, I was like,
here's the thing,
I just don't
want to see. I don't
know.
I haven't had train opportunity. Have you ever had train opportunity?
Oh, man. That's
you had
so
train
many.
Opportunity? Or have you participated in the train etiquette?
No, I haven't.
What is train etiquette?
Train opportunity? Probably.
Just no crossing dick.
I've had many of those opportunities, but it was just like,
cross
no.
A dick?
Don't like she's in the room.
Or don't look at each
she's
other.
She's in the room and you go.
Definitely don't. Hold on. That's definitely a good one. Definitely don't look at a person running when you're running a train.
Yeah, like
which person?
Like the other dude.
Like the other dude. Like just fuck your half of the other
right?
Torso.
You stay on your end and I'll stay on mine.
Stop looking
don't
at me.
Don't look at me.
Like don't look at me confirming that like, we having a good time right now. Like man, yeah, we getting it. We getting this.
Right,
we
high five.
We can't talk.
See,
you know.
I'm,
yeah,
I'm just on the worst way. I'm on the worst way because, like, and, you know,
man,
you
don't even make.
I don't even watch those pornos when
everybody
the
should
dude
be neutral.
Is laying there.
Everybody should have. Oh, hold on.
Wait a minute. What if
everybody
really,
should have
on,
a regular
a minute,
face.
Man.
No.
Nah,
look, man.
Wait a minute.
Look, man. Me and you are sitting here right now, right? If there's a woman between us right now, right? I got this half. You got that half. Hold on, man. Fuck all that. If she's right here, you're there, I'm here. You got that half, I got this half. No faces.
I'm making faces.
If it was Rosario Dawson and
no
she told
faces.
You, I want you to look at each other
no
dead
faces.
In the eye.
Not
don't
looking this man in
his
eye,
though.
If she told you the only way that she could, that
don't.
You guys could do it with her is if you guys
well,
look
that's
at each
different.
Other in the eye.
Then I got a deep, I got to look at him right in his eyes real deep. Like, hey, man, like, this
is
Rosario.
This is a reason.
This is for Rosario.
Right?
This is not for you.
Laughing throughout this whole problem. Hey, look, man, I'm just taking for
who's
a
your girl? Who's your girl of choice that it would happen no matter what? If she told you if it was that one.
Yeah, Vanessa knows already, too.
Dude, it was Paige before, but I think she's down for that shit, so.
She is.
So, yeah.
You and your homeboy is like this.
Just like, let's go.
Y'all just sawing.
All right. Just lumberjacking that shit.
Like the pornos, dudes. Like I turn from them, but it's the dude laying, and he's in the cooter, and then the dude on top, and she's like laying on him, and then there's another dude, like she's like the sandwich, and he's in the pooter.
Oh yeah,
and but you know balls is touching and legs
oh,
and hair
yeah,
and all that.
Like she's on top of him, and then he's behind.
Whatever way, but they have to be touching one another.
The balls are right next to each other.
I can no, no way. No.
Can't cross hairs or what?
No, dude.
It's too sensitive right there. It's too touchy.
No way.
There's no way you should be giving me stimulation while I'm doing this right now.
That's
no
good.
Way you should be doing
that's
that.
That's terrible.
Are your balls touching my balls right now? My balls are 100% touching your balls right now.
Are you
okay,
the
no
one
doubt.
The secondary?
Like, you find a way to where the balls are not touching, right? But then his ball sweat drips on your balls.
That's terrible.
That's I just took it to the lowest point of where it was,
nah,
this could go.
That ain't the lowest. Did, that ain't
it's,
the lowest.
It's around.
There's one more low part. That ain't the lowest.
No, well, I don't even want to know that other
part. The lowest
part
is,
low.
You know,
oh, Lord.
He pulls out.
And shoots.
Oh,
all
my
over
God.
All in your lap.
All in your lap.
Hey, do you wipe it up or do you have him wipe it up for you?
Though? On you?
Man, you better
so
clean
it's,
me the fuck
wait,
off.
So it's over. It's over. He's like.
Get a like, wet nap.
Like, hey, my man.
Hey, my man, clean this.
It's like, my man, you just going to shoot on me? You ain't going to clean me or what?
It's like, whoa.
He's like, sorry. sorry about that, bro.
He's like,
oh, that's even worse.
Oh man,
that's horrible.
That's terrible.
Oh my goodness.
Horrible story, man. It's gotta be more than life than that.
Trains,
just choo choo.
Oh man.
Yeah, so if there's a woman on your shoulder talking about whatever, nah, it's a train. It's not a threesome.
So I was sticking this one chick, and then my brother, I met, and in the midst of sticking her.
Oh, train opportunity. Okay.
In the midst of me sticking her, I wasn't feeling her no more because I knew that she was like she was not material for me.
She was a hoe.
And she was a neighbor. But then I met this other chick. She introduced me to another chick and kind of got mad that I was with this chick.
Mm-hmm.
My brothers came over to my apartment, and I was telling them about her. They went down to her apartment and trained her. My two brothers. And they was like, you want some of this? And I was like, none for me, thanks.
They made it sound like it was a slice of pizza or something.
I would like,
that's how they did. And then people who do it, a normal thing.
I just want to know how that porn started right there. Like, did they just go down? Yo.
Train.
No, she
train's here.
No, you know what? She came they knew her because like I said the story and I told her and they was like, invite her up. So then I invited her up. This is the age before cell phones.
Yeah,
that
sounds super rapey already. Yeah.
So I called her, she came up, I was like, these are my brothers, you know, Kenny, Kevin.
You didn't have to say their name, but go ahead.
They're my brothers. I'm Patrick, them motherfuckers who know me know my brothers. So
you got other brothers.
Yeah, it wasn't little man. He wasn't ready in those times. but and then they just went on ahead and did it.
How did that setup go?
I didn't have to set it up.
You just walked off, or did they just like number one brothers? Oh, cool. Let's.
My brother under me. This dude is he was a magician with women. He could be a pimp. Because I don't know what pimps have to where. How do you have this power over a woman and she will do these things because you say so?
The first thing,
like this is an art. Like
definitely not.
How does this? It blows my mind. Like you are listening to him, and then like she walks past you.
Just
after,
watch. What's that movie? Mac? Not the.
Don't
Mac.
You have an education? Why are you listening to this?
Like, can't you not see that?
The fuck is wrong.
The
with
money
you?
Is yours. You made it.
Hold on to it.
Go. No, run. What do you need? Run, why does he take it?
Protection. That's why they pay him.
But this exists, and he is clearly one of those dudes who have the wand or the thing.
Yeah, I can't.
I'm
have
telling
it
you, I was with my girl, and then he had his room, and I woke up. My girl came over. We woke up. She had zero period. We was just finagling or whatever have you, and. I woke up and I looked down the staircase and this nigga's lined up. And I'm like, what are these niggas doing in the house? He's like, and he's at the staircase counting his change. And it's a girl up in his room. And dudes is coming out one by one. Boom. And then another one go upstairs. Boom. And I'm like, we in high school. I'm out of high school. I'm 1 year out, but he's in the 12th grade right now. Mm-hmm. He got the football team. Lighten this girl up. Lighten her up.
Friday night lights.
Dude, I was a hater. I was a hater. I could not fathom it.
You wanted to tell?
No. I didn't want to tell him. I would never tell him. That's my brother.
I know I'm playing.
I went to the girl.
Not really.
And she was like, hi, aren't you his big brother? I was like, yeah. And then she just started to lay like she was getting ready. I was like, no. Not me. No, I don't. My girlfriend.
I don't partake.
I don't run trains. I don't like trains. Matter of fact, I got a car. I prefer to walk.
But I was like, are you really? You good? And she was like, I'm fine. I was like, okay. And I just left the room. Fixed my girl some breakfast. And
hey,
as I
shout out to this dude, man. He went, you all right? You could? You needed water? You need
some electrolytes?
I wanted to look at her in her eye to
rehydrate.
See. I wanted to.
Enough protein.
I felt like I wanted to look at her in her eye and give her, and she gave me the eye like, help me.
Then it was time to help.
Then I would have fucked my brother up or something. I would have been like, dude, what's wrong with you? This girl, y'all, what y'all do to her? But held her captive.
Patrick was trying to save
hoes. But you wasn't there. She was.
You've been saving hoes since 19. What year was this? Sorry.
Golly.
It was 1996.
Patrick O'Leary, saving hoes since 1996.
Since the end of Tupac.
Tell him, saving hoes.
Dude, she looked at me. She looked at me and she said, I'm good. And she looked at me like, the looks that she gave me, like, nigga, you don't know what this is?
All right, like, are you good?
Are you good? I think you need to leave, bro. Oh, square ass nigga. Fuck out of here.
Oh, save a whole ass nigga.
Like clearly I was
church.
Clearly
church.
I was the one you. who was
wrong.
Not.
Yeah,
you were the one in the wrong.
Dude, so years
ago. You were the weird one.
I was.
Oh, jeez.
The only thing normal in this whole setting is me and my girlfriend. Literally, my brother, not my baby brother, but the baby brother at that time, he was like, ooh, I'm telling. And I was like, you got a case on you right now because Kev is going to tell on you. And he was like, I got it. He sent Kevin in the room with her. He came out looking like Hugh Hefner with a robe on and shit. I was like.
Yeah, I know how to fix this hating. Get on up.
And, Brent, I'm like, this is not happening.
It is.
This is really in.
What is your girlfriend saying at the time? Man?
She's sitting at the table. She's like shaking her head, like I don't believe it.
She laughing or she's just like.
She's not laughing, but she's not like appalled.
She ain't saying it like.
She a real one.
Like real, like, huh? Like you know.
My girl is the high school cheerleading, the leader of the cheerleaders. Yeah. You know, she don't really give a shit. She's like she's into me.
Yeah.
Like I literally had nothing to worry about. So I started fixing
breakfast. And it was Compton, right?
No, we're in Palmdale. We're out of Compton now. We done moved up to the
east. And it was Los Angeles. You know what
I'm saying? So we're in Palmdale. We got a big ass house. And my parents had to go at like 4 a.m. in the morning to drive down to Los Angeles to work.
Mm-hmm.
Their jobs are he's working construction on high rise. She's at Blue Cross Blue Shield doing her thing. So all the children are up here in Palmdale and just
wilding.
Just we was wilding. Oh, boy, my daddy would be like, oh.
Filed that house.
Oh, my God, we would be dead right now.
Skip this episode.
Hey, man, what kind of neighbors
we would
have?
Not exist.
Yeah, that was some wild neighbors. That
you
was the neighborhood.
No, all the neighbors were at work.
It was just the football team.
Everybody's at work.
Everybody's
it was just the football team.
Oh, we had our neighbors were police officers, fire department, fire people,
police
judges,
officers. That's
yeah. Every we were in the neighborhood where everybody was somebody,
police
and they're all
officers.
At work at this time, 9 to 5 hours.
Yeah, that's the best time to do your fucking, do your prostitution during police hours in their neighborhood.
Clear. Oh my
right
god!
Next door.
Right next door.
Stole my daddy's.
You
want to
do something? Find
truck.
A cop neighborhood. Moved in that neighborhood.
I rolled out in that truck all the time when he wasn't home. He knows now. I told him.
Trains, man.
Sorry about that. I had to clear my conscience because I didn't want Patrick stealing my car. Yeah, but yeah,
there's still time. there's still time.
No, you know.
Nah, he can't see. Nah.
I'll be Marvin Gaye's daddy. Shoot his ass. Bam!
Yeah. I don't like how I just agreed with you.
Right. I didn't even know. It was think about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's,
yeah. Do it.
The logical way to do it.
Well, yeah. Oh, man. I just straight agreed with you, man. I was like, yeah, man. Shoot that nigga.
Harsh.
There's no other options out there. I don't see
it. Yeah, man. Oh. Man, she, I saw her years after that.
I've never been around where trains trains are taking
at the
place.
Antelope Valley Mall. I got my girlfriend.
It's not that I know of.
This is a whole nother life. I mean, I'm like, I believe I'm married. I'm married to Tiff. And we're just visiting my parents, but we wanted to go to the mall. So we go to the mall and she's in the Foot Locker.
The one that got the train ran.
Yeah, with her
boyfriend.
Kids.
New life, you know? And I call her by her name because I knew her name and I'll never forget her face because it was like
you want to try to save
there's
her
like moments. Like... There were just like moments in my life where there's certain things you don't ever forget.
Yeah.
And she's one of those things that I never forget because it like hardened me a little bit. Like this is real life.
Like, this is possible.
This exists. And you are something that I see. This is not a TV series. This really happened. And I wish that I get to see you later on. And I got to see her. Uh-huh. And I was like, I said her name.
Uh-huh. What was the justification for you seeing her or wanting to like at least see?
Because you are.
It was that. It was a moment. It was like that moment. No,
it's like because I do this a lot. I do it now with like. I do it now, like if I'm watching TV or if I see somebody who's successful or I see somebody like a homemaker, a lady, a woman who's just got her character together. I say, I wonder how many dicks ran through her before she got it together. I don't know why I do that. It's just
you're not
you know,
the only one who think, hey, man, it came to my world.
I wonder how many dicks did she, I wonder how dirty she really was and what she could really do. Because when I saw her again, she was normal. She was with a one-woman man. She was in her life doing this life because that was the past. But I know you nasty motherfucker.
I know
if,
you.
If he only knew.
Maybe he did. Maybe he was one of the dudes that was in there.
There's no way.
Yeah, he could have been one of the dudes up in there.
No way,
he
dude.
Said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and cuff her today.
You can't be that
yes,
dude.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Hey, dude.
You would? You'd have no other woman that you could, like, look for?
You got a small
man. Oh, it's the same dude that does trains, right? The logic is different from a logical man.
Same guy who does trains, man. You're the weird one. Right?
What's wrong with you?
That's the Twilight Zone. I'm in the Twilight Zone right now.
How many porn stars I looked at, I was like, I would.
Would what? Light it up?
No. Like,
be in a relationship with?
I'd date you. I've looked at
really?
I've looked at two porn stars and been like, I'd date you.
You think that you could?
Mm-hmm.
No. Not that you would, but that you could.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is, like, of course you see her and you see that I could, and then you get the opportunity to, and then you do, but then,
yeah.
But then you can't go to bed at night knowing that this is her career.
I can because
you could.
Yes, because the difference is, if I was already with her and then she became a porn star. Probably not. She was already a porn star, and then I dated her. I know what I'm getting into when I get in there.
Plus, oh, but just because so you know it.
That's my difference.
Just because you know that's what you're getting into, that's like 30,000 dicks been up in there, man. You just
not really.
Up in there? I mean, not really.
It's an industry. It's the same dicks rotating. They're just fucking the same, like, that's five, seven.
Forgive me.
Fucking, like, the same five, dudes, six, seven guys.
A lot of them dudes are gay, I heard, too. Yeah,
yeah, so. A lot of them dudes are also gay.
You guys are finding a way to make this okay, you.
I don't make it okay. That's what it is. That's what it is. What it
sorry
is.
That you're weird.
I'm just saying what it is. Sorry.
Maybe I'm just a wholesome dude.
Sorry, I do my due diligence.
I just wanted.
With the research.
If I've been with a woman.
I'm talking about.
Every woman that I've settled down with has been with no more than six dudes.
Not me.
Anybody that I've settled down with has not been with more than six. But a lot of dicks.
You're talking about settle. Well, I don't really know. I just know, you know, get some experience before you get to me.
Ah, shout out to you. You know, I've never been the one to crack an egg, but.
No, I don't want to crack
I'm kind of grateful that I haven't. I tried to one time. I didn't like it.
I don't want
to
crack no eggs.
She was like, can you crack this egg?
No.
I was like, let me try.
Pump him, man.
Bent my shit.
I'm pumping, man.
Bent. I don't. It hurts.
Yeah.
It feels hilarious, man.
Plus, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't go down.
What we doing?
Get
ready.
Bam.
Yo, what he's talking about right now, that had to be the weirdest thing.
That shit is
somebody
weird.
Sent to me.
That shit was on Instagram. You sent that shit too.
Yeah.
He was on that? Too? Yeah.
What?
Brian that, Pumper.
Yeah, was having sex with that
girl. You crack the egg on her head?
Egg on her head?
Sometimes you just gotta crack an egg on a bitch.
Why? I just bought a new dozen.
And the thing about it was she was like, and then it just kept it rolling.
Did you say anything to her? Oh, she just said, what's up? She winked at you?
No. She, the look, it was fear.
Oh, hopefully you don't say nothing.
She, and you know, the look that we had in each other was like, she was like, not like this. And I was like, oh, I got you. You know, I had you then. I didn't say nothing then. I'm not going to say nothing now.
Well, you did.
You just said hi and that was it?
Like now?
But you didn't say a name.
What's her
no,
name?
I called her by her
no,
name.
No, I'm talking about on this show. If I knew the name, I would have said the name.
What's her name? First and last name.
On here?
Yeah, if you would have said the name and then was like, no, edit that out. I would have said the name like seven times on the show.
That's payback.
Nah, because I feel for dude. Maybe I don't feel
why
for
would
dude.
You feel for him? He's happy.
He's happy. You know, he's happy.
His woman is experienced.
Oh,
maybe
she,
he was into that.
She
yeah,
was a freshman,
know?
Too, in
no,
high school.
She can probably, you know.
She was trying to build her name, build her repertoire.
Good for her. She has no gag reflex, probably.
Non-existent.
Those are the greatest.
Yeah, but those are harsh little lessons in life that you just, and then I look at people and I'm like, wonder how many dicks has been in this
room. I mean, that look she gave, you think it was really because of that situation? No, I don't bring that back up. I think she was saying that right there.
No, she clearly was saying it. It wasn't like, don't bring it back up, but she had
She was black?
She had a clear disconnect.
Were you with your wife at that time?
Yeah.
No, like, was she at the mall with you?
Yeah, we were together.
You know what would have been great in that scenario? You remember the first time where he walked in the room and was like, you good? And she's like, yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, she gave you the look like, like you're weird. So if you see each other in the mall, you look at her, she looks at you, and she looks at your wife, and she's like, the white girl? What the fuck?
You good?
Looked at you like you weird. You're like, fucking again? I'm the weird one? I'm the fucking weird one. Really? I'm still the weird one, huh?
Palmdale, it was like a little, like you were white. You were black, but you were kind of white, you know?
Yeah, but you're a black dude with a white woman. That's what I'm saying.
No, it was normal up there. Like, normal.
That's but, normal in life.
But yeah, she was. She was just. You know what I'm saying? She gave. Like, first of all, it was two parts to the thing in my thought process, you know, because I always overthink things.
Yeah.
A, why are you still in Palmdale? And what dude, you had to go, you must have had to go somewhere to go get him and bring him back to your hometown. Because everybody knew who you were.
Right.
And then you're risking it all bringing him here.
All of it.
Again? You trying to go for it again?
So I just was like, this is crazy. Like, why are you here right now? But I called her by her name. I was like,
It was nice.
And she was like,
don't do it. Don't do it.
Like, get a nap and put some cold water on that joint, man.
Blast it in his face.
Press that baby blood.
He did a full up boom. As long as it's not an eye socket, we good.
It was.
Nah, he didn't blink. He didn't keep it
closed. He was rubbing it right there. All inside of it.
Look, both eyes ain't no red.
Soldier.
Yeah.
Soldier.
Tough enough.
Gotta be caring for kids, like, because they be getting fucked up as children.
What was that? You seen the near misses that they be having?
Death.
Especially the edge of that table, just be. Yeah. He'd be like.
Right in that room, man. You experienced it, right? Death was right there, man. He could have concussion soon.
Yeah, Ethan came all the way down the stairs. He hit the concrete. He cracked him open. I slid in right there. I keep saying it must not have had to been guy because I was way on the other side of the room, and I just, if I had a guitar, I'd be, caught him, boom. I was like,
did he look at you like, thanks, man?
He was that age.
Yeah, did Ethan look at you though, like, yeah.
Nah, it wasn't no, he was scared because I started cussing. I cussed
you
her cussed, out.
You cussed told me about out. This. You cussed somebody upstairs.
I cussed her clean out.
You were at the.
You just heard the argument right now. It was a little piece of it in the beginning.
You were at the house on Buffalo, right?
Yeah, and she was like, she still won't admit that she was the reason why that happened. She says she blames it on Little Patrick. Little Patrick's Zakiya's age.
Oh, okay.
Little Patrick's Zakiya's age.
I remember.
And they're all upstairs in the hallway. Him and the baby are playing, but he goes on and does his own thing because he assumes that he's with mama. He just tumbles down the stairs. And I'm like, why would you leave him unattended? And she was like, I thought that did my Patrick. And I was like, I just went off, fire breathing dragon. I had him and I was like, I was giving him the whole
rotation,
yeah. Checking his body parts. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Jesus and
it,
Satan.
Then you just let it happen, huh?
Yeah, Antoine got up and left fast. He was like, gotta go. I've never seen him like this before.
I think I would have left on that one too. Usually when y'all would argue, I'd sit there. I think I would do the same thing.
This one was fire. It was fire. I was on her. I was on her. And then like,
this might about to get a
like after I calmed down, I had him in my hand. I was just rocking. I was like,
this is gonna be me and you.
I was like, where's Antoine?
You was about to
I called him. I was like, hey man, where'd you go? He's like, no,
it was bad.
I ain't never seen you like that before, dude.
Like, I'm out of there.
I was like, come back. I need somebody to talk to after this. Because it was dead silence.
Quiet.
You were just stewing in your own.
No, she knew to stay away from me. I don't know. Like, some attachment I had with Ethan, like, than the other two.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is.
It's the baby.
Yeah, it was the baby. He was there from beginning to end.
Shit.
That's probably what the attachment comes from. You know, the difference of it.
Yeah.
Go to sleep. What else y'all got?
I got nothing.
I mean, fuck iPhone and Apple as a whole production.
What is this y'all was talking about? The phone product? Why is
I just don't like
why
the
iPhone. It's just more complicated. I want to know how somebody who's never had an iPhone can say that, though.
Hey, man, listen, I'm looking at what's going on in this technology. You know,
look, he never had dick, but he know he don't like it.
You damn show right.
That shit made sense. That shit was real.
Damn, right?
That shit was real.
Done. I mean, right?
Yeah, man, like, you just shut it down. Like, I can't even.
Yeah.
This keep it going. We're supposed to debate,
right?
Like, we're supposed to have this whole conversation. We're supposed to have this whole conversation. I'm supposed to spit my piece and everything, but then you hit me with that one.
Sorry,
case is closed.
I'm sorry,
it's over. Close the damn case.
Wow. Yeah. No, but you know. Nice. So Apple does this thing. Apple does do its thing. You know, this is the last year we will probably see this version of the way that the Apple phone looks. Okay. iPhone is.
I'm out this loop, by the way, so I'm actually getting my information from y'all.
So the iPhone X is the new transition.
And remember what you wanted to debate too, because you said you had something you wanted to say. Because you was like, I'm gonna say something too, but I was like, I don't know what I'm gonna say.
It was just about the iPhone. Why I don't.
The
want
iPhone,
anymore.
The new iPhone, no longer has a button.
Okay.
So it's full screen. Everything is screen thing. So, and then you got to look at it to get it to recognize right. you for it to come on. There's no other opportunity. It's just the look, and that's that.
That's it.
That's it.
No more finger.
There touch. Is no finger. Yeah, there's no thumbprint on it.
It's
at all.
All face.
That shit don't
that
work.
That shit's dope because my computer that I just got does that shit, and that shit is dope as shit.
But
that
for
reads
me,
your face to unlock your shit. Oh
yeah. For me, it's dope. Not dope because I've watched a lot of people do, like, on YouTube, they've been doing tests and trials and shit. So, like, if you're underwater, which you won't be underwater.
I mean, unless you...
So, you're underwater.
But you
said, let's do the underwater test.
Unless you
so they,
are.
So, they did the underwater test, and they're trying to get it to activate. It won't come on underwater. It doesn't recognize that way. So, there's that one issue. And then the other issue is cold. So, I'm like...
It's cold? Oh, if it's cold.
Yeah, like, for some reason, that doesn't work. That's so, I'm weird. Like, yo, dude. Or what if it's nighttime and you're in the bed and you want to open your phone? You don't have enough light in the room for it to open up. So what I like about Androids is they give you the dual. They give you the face unlock and they get you the fingerprint back there to justify it.
Do you still get the button?
And where? Where? With who?
Some Android phones do.
Android
one. Like
Android?
Yeah.
No, Android is full front. No
like
button
the
on the front.
Are. Full front, no button anymore.
Man. So the one that I'm talking about, like the Pixel, has no buttons in the front.
I want buttons.
It just has a button
but
in the back, though.
The Pixel has your fingerprint reader.
Yeah, in the back. You can turn it
on. So you just boom like that, and it's on.
Okay.
Or you could do it the facial. You just flip it, and then boom, if that one don't connect.
Yeah.
So you're good, both either or. I like that option.
I just rather have buttons, to be honest with you. I don't like the fact that you guys are telling me, no buttons.
So this is done.
It's a touch shit.
This is the iPhone 8 Plus. Yeah. This is the iPhone 8 Plus, and this is it for this.
That's the 8 Plus?
Yes. It's over. After this, this is done. And this has been, I was telling him, like.
I also don't really like headphone jack either.
You'll connect to it with me on this. Here's your connection with me. SmackDown versus Raw?
Do you want to be on the show or not?
SmackDown versus Raw?
Right.
You remember how they would, like. Oh, I like it, but they need this. Then they would get it, and you're like, oh, I like that, but they need this. And they would do it, and then after they get to, like, the third year, they would just pull everything back and start from scratch. Mm-hmm. And then you'd be like, yo, you took out some of the greatest parts of this thing. Why would you do that? Michael and then they started all over and over and over again, and they did. And then they just changed a whole new franchise to WWE 2K, and then they backed up certain things. Yeah. Like, they gave us, like, we had the ability to put our music on the entrance.
Right.
Now they took the music away.
Right.
And it's like, man, this game would be dope if we could just only make our own entrances. Mm-hmm. So Apple did the same shit. You know?
Oh, okay.
This is the pinnacle. They finally got it right with this phone. Right. Anything and everything that you wanted or everything that you've been asking for from them to do
is in that phone.
They did it finally.
You got the headphone jack on
there? But they took
the problem with that is, though, everything that they finally got right, Samsung has got it right like 3 years ago.
Exactly. Exactly. So the thing is, they're not innovating anything.
Yeah.
They just look at what the competitors do and say, we'll add three of those things in every year. We don't want to just slam with everything and be right on level with that, because we're still who we are. And they're going to buy our product regardless of what, because we are who we are.
That's right. Where they got it fucked, though, man. That price line for that new one's coming out.
Yeah.
So the one in that price point, that $1,000, that iPhone X. So, okay, they think we're stupid, but at the same time, we are.
Yeah, we are 100% stupid.
It's
like
we're shitting on them, but we still buy the product anyway. So I got sucked in because, A, my family, my sons, and my wife had them, and so I wanted to FaceTime with them and be able to do that instead of me telling them, "Hey, download this app, Hangouts, so that we can FaceTime with each other." They're like, "Why don't you just get an iPhone so you can stop talking about FaceTime? Because actual FaceTime is FaceTime, and what you're talking about is an app."
Man,
and
that's true.
So they're clowning me. They're clowning me, right? So I'm like, "Oh, okay, I get you." So anyway, you know, I like to be in with the new whatever it is. Like, I'll jump from Android to Apple to Android. But I went full on Apple.
Mm-hmm.
But then what I started noticing is, like, how they just started pulling things away. Like, it was even before the headphone jack. It's like they're going to – so that this phone now, you can charge it wirelessly through placing it on a Qi charger.
Mm-hmm.
So just like what the Androids have been doing, been able to do. Just lay it down and it charge.
Right.
So they finally did that. But what was the butt in there? So my gripes with Apple,
right.
My first gripes was the fact that the Android that I had previous to this had a slot in where you could put a memory in there and built, and it came out, it was 64 gigs in it automatically. And then you can upgrade it to 128
That's
gigs
why
more.
I've liked my,
So I'm like, yo, man.
I really like that feature.
So I'm like, yo, that alone is the most logical thing, is you know, but and then the cameras on like the HTC One that I had, it was phenomenal. It beat out everything. When we did our Disneyland trip, I was taking my pictures and they were taking their Apple pictures, and they would take the picture and then they would go into the settings and they would start fixing it, adjusting it to, you know, make it pop and shit. But mine's just automatically was what it was, and my wife was blown away by it. So she tried to convert and went to Samsung 1 year with us. We both had Samsung Galaxies, the very first one, but she just didn't like it because all of her friends started converting to Apple too.
Right.
She won't admit that, but everybody was Appled up, so you know, you just get on the train.
Well, there's the thing, when everybody's Appled up, you over here by yourself.
Train that shit up.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Yeah.
I've done it too. So
you getting all them greens.
Now this one has fast charging too. So, but the problem that the final piss station that I got was, yes, it has fast charging, but the plug that they give you is still the basic plug. So now you got to pay $75 to get the base.
Yep.
$50 for the base, and you got to pay the other part for the cord. They don't even sell them together, yo. So they just making more money off of you after they sell you an $800 phone.
Microtransactions.
There you go. That's what it is.
So microtransactions. Like,
why are you doing this if you're the best of the best? You're the pinnacle. You got everything.
Right.
Why do you still have to take more and more instead of giving us the innovation that we need?
Right.
So I just started looking at, I'm thinking like this, if they don't do something like spectacular with this, okay.
They're not. That's the thing. And I'll tell you what my gripe
Steve
with.
Steve Jobs is gone. They're not gonna
do it anymore.
And
unless they
can hire
somebody.
I watched that Jobs movie. And when I watched the one with Kutcher in it, and I remember when he was making it happen, and then they fired him or let him go or something, and then they started, and after a while they accumulated and they started becoming shit.
Yeah.
And then they hired him again, and then that's when the iPhone and all that stuff popped, the iPod and all that stuff popped, because you had to have somebody to say no. No, simplify this shit.
Right.
Steve Jobs was the world's greatest consumer. That's basically what he was. He didn't invent nothing. He was a great consumer.
But he could,
that's why the Mac was like it was. Because he would get it. You get a regular PC, you got to load Windows in it. You got to install it. Then you got to get other stuff, install that. You got to install a whole bunch of stuff. He said, well, why don't we just get a computer that when they buy it, once they turn it on, it's already on there.
Duh.
You just turn it on. And you do what you want. And I want it to turn on in about 30 seconds. That's why the thing about Macs was they turn on so quick.
And he was like, let's try to get this thing to where it's virus protected automatically.
Yeah, that too.
That right there just was like the duh for
where the computer illiterate person can have a computer.
Yeah, and not have to worry about the
yeah, not have to worry about none of that bullshit. That. Yeah.
So he had me on virus protection, because when you spend yearly, you spend on virus protection. You're like, man, my grandmother.
Yeah, me,
my grandmother.
I don't spend shit because I just don't. I just know what not to download.
Yeah.
My grandmother, you have to tell her, don't click this. Don't click this. But if you just get a Mac, you don't have to worry about that no more. Right. Just go.
Hold on. Somebody obviously wants in on the show. Go ahead. Uh-huh. What else?
Oh, now you don't.
Go ahead. Say it all. Get it all out.
You got that knot on your head coming out, man.
Any more? All right. Go ahead.
So my biggest gripe with them, so I just got a new computer. Mm-hmm. I have all my music, all my everything on this phone, and I have to load up iTunes on my new computer, and what does it tell me? We have to delete everything off your phone. Just so you can reload everything on.
Yeah, it
that's
does
why
that.
I left.
That's why
that's
I don't.
Why I left.
I don't like
just so you can load it up on this computer.
Yeah, I don't know why iTunes does that.
I still have my old computer, but what the fuck do I need my old computer for when I bought myself a brand new computer to use?
No.
Why
am
I
going to
go back
to
my old? All my music, all my videos, all my movies, everything I have on there. My pictures will stay, but I have to delete all that. Thousands and thousands. So that shit don't take that shit takes forever to freaking, you know, resync.
But
so
wait.
Hold
on.
The reason why I can fix that. That's coming from a person. That's piracy. That's why they did that.
Yeah.
If you buy your music on iTunes,
and everybody's like, "Oh, get Apple Music." Like, well, no, I don't.
You'll most likely like it. But if you buy, like, do you like the little Google thing?
Still use it.
Yeah, yeah. You'll like it. Yeah. Like, I do the Google one. Mm-hmm. Shit, yeah.
But
$7 a month, $5 a month.
Yeah.
Netflix money.
Yeah,
I did the trial and I cut it off because I had to choose between Netflix and it because I'm not going to get another bill.
I just cut WWE Network. Mm. So that's basically what Mike's talking about. That's what that's for. If you buy it all through iTunes,
then it'll go.
Yeah, then you get a new computer. Just load your iTunes.
So the new iTunes knew
that wasn't his
music. Which was which and which wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, no, because the only way it'll tell which is which is like I could have bought my music on Google, saved it to my computer, and I still can't. There's nothing I could do about it because I have to have bought it through iTunes.
Right.
And well, you would have to transfer it to the new computer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's fuckery.
iTunes is telling you if you didn't buy it through us, then you're gonna have to go through the process to get it back.
What would be the process?
Well, like I said, I got to put all my music back on the new computer, which is not an issue. But then I got to delete everything off the phone, and then it's got to basically link up with that new computer, that iTunes on that computer. And then I have to resync all my music again.
So then you could take it from the new computer that you put it all over there, and then throw it back on the phone.
I'll throw it back on the phone.
Oh,
yeah.
So they did give you an option.
No, there's an option for you to
do it. I thought you were saying, nah.
It's just
done.
It's no, just dumb it's shit like that. That's an inconvenience. That when if I had my Android phone, I plug my phone into my computer and I drag and drop, and I'm done.
Which
I miss drag and drop.
The difference is like I have the same gripe, but I understand the gripe is. For piracy.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
I mean? Because
and that's okay. I'm fine
because
with that.
Because let's be real. Yeah. Apple is now like a record label.
Yeah.
You know, people sign with Apple and then drop their music through there. Like Drake signed through Apple and then he got like $20 million through Apple and, you know, to release exclusive music through Apple for, you know, a certain amount of time. Yeah. So they're really moving into the. Jimmy Iovine is like the head of one of the head guys of Apple Music. So, like, that's how you know where they're going. So that's where that is 100%
right.
For.
Right, I get it.
It's for piracy. Android don't give a fuck about piracy, what I notice. They don't give a good goddamn.
But then but then your phones can get viruses on them.
What, Androids?
Androids. Those viruses walk and talk right with your phone.
Yeah, I mean, if it's an open source,
You're closer to the black, what do they call it? The black internet, the dark
black
internet?
Black market, yeah.
Dark internet or whatever with an Android phone. They can get you. Like... Oh, he got him.
But I get Mike's gripe because I wish I could just.
I clearly got that.
Yeah, I wish I could just have my phone load up a new iTunes, plug it in my music, just
and then
goes
my thing
to
is,
the iTunes.
I use my phone for a lot for work, and then managing files and downloading files and saving them to my phone and then opening them up is easier on an Android because I can't necessarily do that
on you use a lot this. Of Windows-based stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
If you're using a lot
so
of Windows
I could just
stuff,
yeah. save it to my phone, go into my Fire Explorer, and open up whatever I needed to open up. This, like I said, it has to be compatible with whatever the phone will allow you to open up and edit or
Are
do
you
whatever
sure
you
want.
So for you, what you're doing
That's
is,
my thing. I don't like downloading a whole bunch of apps. My yeah. thing is out of the box, like he was saying with Apple, out of the box, it should be able to do these things. I shouldn't have to remedy it with 20 apps to do what I wanted to do. I'm not a big download a whole bunch of apps and – I only have a certain amount of apps. That's why I like the iPhone, because it does everything I need it to do. And there's a couple apps that I'll download, you know. But
for the what's stuff, your problem with apps, though? What is need, the problem with apps? You just like uniformity
just,
or whatever?
That, not just that. Like I said, a lot of times you'll have 20 different apps that just supposedly do the same thing. So now I got to search through 20 different apps to find one that's, you know,
right.
that's going to be what I want it to
do.
I love
apps. I love
so.
That. I love the apps.
I don't.
The
I'm kind of on Mike's side. I don't like a I'm lot just, of apps.
Yeah,
I don't download
I just,
a lot of apps
I really
either.
Don't.
I like access to things. Like right. if I have the access right there, like my Amazon.com is right there. That's my app. My number one app. You know, the Instagrams, all those things.
Like, obviously. Give me one app to do it all.
Yeah, so that's like a petty thing, but I'm just kind of.
That's not really petty.
I found my Android. So the 8 is not
like the Apple. Don't do
8.
What you need it to do.
Yeah.
So the 7 was a difference maker. 7 became from 6, 7 was a big deal. Hmm. So the 8 is not really an 8. It's just the 7 plus. I mean the 7S. And the 10 is really the 8.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's basically what it is.
Huh.
So that's the reality of it. You know, they just said, okay, let's give you 3 more things with the 8.
And my thing is with the 10, the 10 is a bunch of bullshit.
The 10 is
because it's a bunch of fuckery.
Dude.
Because I thought it was
could just be
this
a money
phone
grab,
here.
Yeah.
I thought it was this size phone here
yeah.
with all screen. That's what Samsung did.
Oh, no.
A big ass phone with all screen. No, all they did was took the regular size iPhone and just made the screen bigger.
And then
it's
they,
like, so basically their screen is the same size as my screen right
but
now.
But then you got this wall
fuck?
Right here.
And
right
that shit
here,
looks stupid.
A big black like
yeah,
boulder
the,
in the front.
The
what is that there for?
A speaker.
No, it's there. It's where all their cameras
yeah,
and
like
everything
the, yeah,
are.
Like the, you know when you're
oh,
facial
okay.
recognition. But they
it's
couldn't
be somewhere.
They couldn't
yeah.
put it underneath the glass.
Oh,
so it sticks out. So it's like you got a, like a smooth ass display, and then that shit just sticking out. And plus, that the glass back is dumb as shit.
Well, we always work.
I'm just done.
We always rock cases.
Y'all
anyway.
Done and y'all finished.
We rock cases anyway. If you smart, you got a case on your shit.
Sometimes yeah. I just I don't like
fuck
I don't
case.
I don't want
that's
a case.
Why,
yeah.
That's why I got a crack in my yeah. shit right.
Right.
Now.
Like you have to ask yourself.
These sexy ass phones, and I gotta have a.
You gotta know.
Expensive
you gotta
ass
know
case
your shit is gonna either you're gonna case it and not crack it, or you're gonna love the beauty of it and you're guaranteed to crack it. And both my brothers to the left and the right of me have both got cracks from you.
Oh no, I'm cracking the shit out of it, man.
So it's pointless to me to have a phone if I know that I'm gonna fuck it up.
Yeah.
It's too beautiful.
My next one, I'm getting the case.
I ain't getting the fucking case.
So I'm when stop this next because I got iPhone forever on the Sprint plan. So this next shit that happens that they bring out,
yeah,
they better correct a whole lot of shit. But no, okay, I'm actually I didn't get the iPhone X.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna get the iPhone X. Guaranteed, I'm not getting the iPhone X because I don't like how it works.
Yeah.
There are some Android phones that I'm actually in love with right now.
The ones you saw me.
There's that Razer, and then there's that
you said it was a Motorola, and then there was
no, not a Motorola Razer. It's just called the Razer. The Razer phone is so cool because it gives me what that HTC One gave me, which was a big ass speaker here and a big ass speaker here, and that sound. And it has all of the things that I'm talking about. They copied the dual camera and all that. It's about the same size as this, but the sound is phenomenal. It beats out any other phone as far as sound goes. But that 5T
plus something like that.
Something yeah. plus 5T. No. It's its own thing.
It's its own thing.
That's a monster Android phone too. And they come with all the accessories that you don't have to buy them like separate. Like it comes with the fast charging brick in it. Like they said, here we're gonna up the ante right now.
Just and like, they don't cost as much. They're not
$1,000. And they're half the price, man. $499, $599. I'll take that.
Yeah,
all day.
See, that right there is what gets me. That right there is what holds me from going back to an iPhone. I'm not spending $1,000.
So I'm assuming they're probably going to do a, instead of doing a 10 or a 11 or whatever they're going to think they're going to do, they're probably going to do a 10S.
XS.
They're going to iPhone 10S.
Probably going to do y'all like Michael Jordan does, is Nike, whoever owns it now, does the shoes. They're going to bring out the classic shit.
That iPhone 1.
Live, man. Yeah, that shit might just...
This is the retro 3GS.
Jesus. I might be coming back home to Android. 3GS. I feel you, Mike. I might be coming back home.
Like, even Nancy was like, the Galaxy is interesting. She's the first one who said it, and I was like, I had been thinking about it too. So, and plus, I like the Note.
Yeah, I'm going to just make Vanessa switch.
Because before, like with the iPhone, and I'm sure you can do it, again, because there's other stuff you can do. But
yeah, I don't have any issue with what the phone's power and processing and app, because it can do everything that
price,
they
by the way.
Exactly.
This one right here for me is it. I could literally stay with this phone for 2 years and finish out the 2 year contract.
Right. Yeah.
I can do that.
And see, my thing is like with work, it was kind of like whatever. Mm-hmm. I didn't need my phone like that. But now
you do.
For work, I use my phone a lot more.
Right.
And just sometimes it's like I get sent things and I need to open it up here. I need to save it here to my phone. And I can't just rely on it being, you know, yeah, I have my, you know, my cloud storage. Sometimes I don't like relying on that. I like to have it on my phone and I can go in there and I can edit, because if I save something onto my cloud storage, there's still a limitation of, yeah, I probably can download an app and do all this and that. But like I said, if I download it to my phone with an Android, open it up with a file explorer, and then just, whatchamacallit, edit it from there. Nancy's calling it. There she is.
Let me see.
She's on the show.
There she is.
Yeah.
Ophelia.
Do they? Yeah, you can't really see them.
Well, no, Jay has a blue right now.
Congratulations to that guy right there, man.
My dad says that they're blue. I got to change the last name to Rodriguez.
Yeah, right. What bullshit is that? No way.
All right, we're going to go ahead and shut it down, man. This is a good one.
Is it good?
You got anything to say?
Y'all need to go see that Justice League. Quit fucking around.
You got anything to say?
1 second, man. I'm good, man.
You got anything to say?
I'm good.
Tell Nancy to say bye to the show.
You can say bye, babe.
No,
not to me.
No,
to the show.
To the show.
You got to give us, like, you've been tuning in to the
right?
Blah, blah, blah.
You're the one, you're our loyal listener.
Yeah, so say bye to yourself.
Oh, got poor connection.
All right, man. That's why he needs the Android. All right, man, we up out of here.
Peace.